Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Romeo. How can I help you?
Hello, what is your agency?
Pardon me?
Hello, what is the name of your agency?
We are a third-party call center which service several products such as keto, CBD oil. We do service hundreds of products. Can we get started by getting your zip code?
No, I'm trying to find out why a payment is scheduled to come out of my account.
Yes, ma'am. Can we get started by getting your zip code?
28025.
And can you state your name?
Connie Rice.
And can you verify your address?
7393 Mill Ruins Avenue, Southwest Concord, North Carolina.
And do you recall on December the 23rd paying the shipping and handling for the free pulse oximeter?
I'm sorry, what is that?
The pulse, P-U-L-S-E,
oximeter. Yes, a little finger gadget. Mm-hmm.
And that product, were they welcoming you for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store? And the membership fee for that store is $49.99. And each month you are enrolled, you will receive a $125 gift card.
Hold on a second. Let me think. Okay. So let me wait. So you're saying every month I pay the $49?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Okay. I didn't recognize what it was. So, and I remember my daughter signing me up for that, but I just totally forgot about that. So, did I get the certificates, or is that something I have to do online?
And the most recent one was, what do you recall on February the 5th, paying the shipping and handling for the free Wi-Fi booster?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. And that Wi-Fi booster was the same thing. Go ahead. You can.
No. So every month I'm going to receive something like that, and I select something. Is that what you're saying?
No, you're being enrolled into that Factory Direct Savings Store each month.
Mm-hmm.
For the price of $49.
And, okay, I'll discuss it with my daughter. I remember what it is now because she signed me up. I gave her permission to sign me up, but I just totally forgot about it. But it's something with some, is that the one where you get cards to a diner as well? Or am I thinking about something different?
You might be thinking about something different, ma'am.
Okay. Tell me the name of the agency or what it's called.
A third-party call center.
So you're saying that's what I signed up for?
Yes, ma'am.
And so each month, what is supposed to happen?
You will receive a $125 gift card for that Factory Direct Savings Store.
Okay. So how do I get access to the gift card? That's what I'm asking you.
It will send it to your email inbox.
Well, the item that I'm getting is not $125 valued.
Yes, ma'am. They're still sending you that gift card.
Okay, you're saying they're sending me a gift card?
Yes, ma'am. $125 gift card.
And this is in my email box, to my email address?
Yes, ma'am, your email inbox.
Okay, do you know if it has been sent for the month?
Yes, ma'am, it should have.
Okay, and can you tell me what date it would have been sent?
It should have been sent on yesterday.
Okay. And what would it say? What would be the title of the email? What am I looking for?
I'm not sure of the title of it.
Okay. Because this is something that I would want to kind of star, like something I need to look for every month. And I need to find out how it's identified.
Yes, ma'am. It would be that $49.97 charge.
Right. I understand the charge, but you're saying I was sent an email, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
What would the email, who would it be from? That's my question.
Our company. It would have information about that store you're enrolled into.
Okay. You see that the email has been sent? Is that what you're saying?
No, I was stating that you were already charged, so you should have been received that email.
Okay, on yesterday.
Yes, ma'am.
Correct? All right. So my question to you is, how is the email type? Oh, wait. That would be it. What am I looking out for? What is the email going to say? That's what I'm asking you.
It should say something about that factory direct savings store.
Okay, so it is coming from a factory direct savings store?
No, that's the store you're enrolling into.
Right. I understand that. Who would the email be from?
Our company.
And the name of the company?
A third-party call center. But that's factory.
What the
pardon me?
Okay. Okay, so I'm checking my emails, and you said the email will come from a third party. Is it going to say a third party?
No, ma'am, it's not. It should say something about the factory direct savings store.
Okay, hold on a second. Let's see if this is it. Nope, that's not it. Okay, that's not it. Okay. If I'm unable to even locate the email to get the coupon, then it's not going to do me no, this is going to do me a disservice.
Pardon me?
I said, if I can't locate the email to get the coupon, it's doing me a disservice.
Okay, and what I can do for you is get in contact with corporate and let them know to send you that email if you haven't received it.
Yeah, because I don't know if I received it because I don't know what I'm looking for.
Pardon me?
I said I don't know if I have not received it because I don't know what I'm looking for.
If you don't see anything about a factory direct savings store, ma'am, you don't have the email.
And what email do you have for me?
MRFDRICE. 18@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. And you're saying it would have come yesterday?
Yes, ma'am. Well, what I will go ahead and do for you is get in contact with corporate and let them know to send you that email. And you will be receiving it shortly.
And it's coming from Factory Direct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'll look out for it. May I have your name, please?
Romeo.
Do you have an ID number, Romeo?
No, ma'am. I do apologize about that.
Okay, thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer support.